Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to Cairo Nights. Thank you guys so much for listening. I want to say thank you so much to all of you out there. I don't need you guys to call me a hero. It's nice. My story about holding the line in the ferry boats, ferry line over the weekend, not letting that U-Haul truck cut in front of me. Some people want to say hero. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just one man. I'm just one man living his life. And, I was called to action on Saturday, and I answered that call. Did you hear my fairy story, Lisa?
No. But I'm sure
wonderful. Well, making sense to
I'm
you.
Sure you just really, helped
it's not a big
so
deal.
Many people.
It's not a big deal. I'm gonna talk about it more next hour. So if you want to hear, I will talk about it more next hour. Yeah. Somebody tried to do something not good.
Uh-oh.
In a ferry line on Saturday, and I...
Which ferry line?
Edmonds.
Oh, I know exactly what happened, and it's going to be such a challenge. I did it inadvertently once, and I had no idea.
Oh, no.
I felt so
awful.
Don't
tell me this.
I felt so awful. I had no idea.
You cut in line?
A villain in the building.
I didn't even know. I didn't know. I was coming from visiting my good friends in Indianola, and there's that light there that goes right to there.
Yeah.
And I just turned right. I had no
Let me
idea.
Ask you this question. Because now you're going to be the subject of my ire for
a minute. I had no idea.
Let me ask you this question. Once you found out that you were a cutter,
yeah,
a cheat,
yeah,
a lowlife.
I was stopped by a police officer.
When you did it?
Yeah.
They pulled you out of line?
Yeah. Well, they stopped me immediately and said, explained what happened and said, don't you see the line? I cried.
No, you did.
I was so embarrassed.
I feel bad now. Well, I don't feel really bad.
But then he let me go.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because you're a good person.
Yes.
Stay in line?
Well, he told me to.
Mm.
Because he told, I mean, if he had told me to get to the back of the line, I would have gone to the back of the line. I didn't know.
But think about this. And this is a good lesson for anybody out there. You have now carried that with you for how long? How many years ago was this?
Probably 15 years.
Was it worth it?
To cut in line?
Because here's the thing. If you had gotten out of line, just driven to the back, yes, that day, you would have had an extra hour, maybe. Maybe an extra hour. But from that day until this day, you have felt guilty about it.
I have never done it again, and I always check now after I visit my friends.
Well, yeah,
I
of
always
course,
check.
As you
so
should.
So in that sense, it was... it made sense. It was worth it
because
I learned, but I didn't know.
But you stayed in the line.
He told me to.
Off of the officer blessing.
He told me to.
He's not the governor. He's not the king of the world.
Well, I didn't fight him.
You should have called him up.
And said, yeah.
You should have called the tattletale line on yourself.
God. This was before the day they had the tattletale line.
They've taken it away.
This is incredible.
I haven't seen the tattletale line anymore. Yeah. I used to see the signs all the time. Oh. I don't see them anymore.
I didn't know they had even.
15 years ago, she could have went in the back of the line and still probably made it even.
You could have gone in the back. Yeah, 15 years ago, you could have.
I have no idea. I know that there were cars.
Do you regret that decision now that you stayed in line?
No, because he told me to do it. I was following the advice of the police officer.
The cop told me to.
You know what? Yeah, would you jump off a bridge if you said jump off a bridge?
No.
No, I don't think so. All right, that's fine. We're different people. I like to think that I would have gotten into the back. Here's what would have happened, honestly. If I was in the car, I'm not trying to throw my wife under the bus. If we were sitting right there, she wouldn't either because she understands. We've taken that boat so many times. And we've been stuck in that traffic line so many times. She would have said, we got to go back. Don't cut in here, Jake. Don't do it. Yeah, she's more honest than I am. I'm not going to admit to being like you, Lisa, but maybe secretly I might have done the same thing. But I don't want to admit it.
Okay.
But wink, wink. But I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that. Especially after what happened to me on Saturday. You know evil when you see it in someone's eyes. and I saw Pure Evil on Saturday. I'll tell you guys about it next hour. If you want to tune in and hear my fairy story, I'll tell you. I'll tell it again because we've got like 1,000 text messages about people who've had similar experiences waiting in line for these boats. And somebody tries to cut in. You know something wrong when you see it. You know it. All right, I'm going to play you a quick trivia clip. We do this every night. Top of the news roundup. Lisa, I'm going to play this clip for you. You can guess it.
Okay.
Most people have gotten it in the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. So I want to see if you get it. Ready? Here it is.
He's supposed to be Turkish. Some say his father was German. Nobody ever believed he was real. Nobody ever knew him or saw anybody that ever worked directly for him. But to hear Kobayashi tell it, anybody could have worked for Soze. You never knew. That was his power. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
You remember that movie?
Yeah.
What is it?
Usual Suspects.
Yes. Yes. Max, what was your guess? Dinner with Andre. Dinner with Andre.
Yeah.
Just
because of the...
Everybody's favorite.
That atmosphere of the talk, the way they were talking, it sounded like it was the setting.
Yeah. Usual Suspects is a fantastic movie. You know that movie. Yes, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. It was really great. It was much easier to enjoy when we were still allowed to like Kevin Spacey, but he's fantastic in that movie.
Yes.
He's super great in that movie. He's obviously a very talented actor. Think what you want about him. He's a good actor. But when I first saw that movie, I just couldn't believe how much I loved it.
Yeah.
It's so great. That line that you hear there, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled. I mean, is that one of the best endings of all time?
Oh my gosh, just watching him walk away and how that all changes.
Yes.
Like, what?
You watch him leave the police station. Yes. He's just given his his interview or whatever. And you just see that like kind of like that stutter step that he's got suddenly shakes it out. Mm-hmm. And he's just got a cool swagger.
Yep.
And he walks down. He gets into a cool Jag or something like that. But he's sitting in that office, and I forget the name of the guy. What's the name of the guy who's interviewing him? Vince. It's, oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. It doesn't matter right now. But he's sitting there, and he's interviewing him, and you're watching. And then at the end, when he's putting all the pieces together, mm-hmm. and he sees the bottom of the cup.
Yes!
It says the name of something, and all of a sudden, he's like, oh my gosh, he's fabricating. I don't want to give it away if anybody hasn't seen it. It's a 1990s movie. You guys have seen it by now. But he's looking around at that board behind him and all those different
things.
Every single thing. And I just think that the guy who wrote that, who's also the guy, Christopher McQuarrie, who wrote that movie. He wrote Usual. Is that right, Max? You double check that real fast. Who wrote Usual Suspects? Was it Christopher McQuarrie? He's now gone on. Bryan Singer directed it. McQuarrie has now gone on to fabulous fame. He's now the guy who does all the Mission Impossible movies with Tom Cruise.
Wow.
What a script.
It's one of the best scripts, I think. Did it win the Oscar? I don't know if it won the Oscar for
screenwriting. I think it won an Oscar for something. Do you remember? Did it, Max, do you have your thing still out there?
It won two Academies.
What did it win for?
Supporting actor?
Supporting actor and screenplay.
Yeah, excellent.
Okay. I heard an interview one time with McQuarrie, and he was saying that, I didn't realize this, but he lived in Bellevue.
Huh.
Did you know that?
Nope.
He said that he had this phase of his career where he kind of like, you know, he had like, big smashing hits in Hollywood. And then at some point he had a family and for whatever reason they were living up here and he had this kind of like quiet time in his career. And he like, you know, he has this great Bellevue connection. And then eventually he like, you know, he then hit it big, right? Tom Cruise smash hits, but just cool that the guy was from around here. I guess he spent like 20 years, like raised his kids here. Yeah. It's really cool. Anyway, great movie. Lots of fun. All right, let's get into this news roundup. Max put this together tonight, so I don't even know what these clips are about. We just know that we have one from Seattle's Morning News, one from Gian Ursula, Jack and Spike, and John and Sherry. We look back on all the other shows. We boil their 3 hours down to like a minute 15, so you don't have to listen to everything. You can just listen to us. That's our plan. We're trying to just get you to listen to only us. Here's what they were talking about at Seattle's Morning News.
A criminal investigation into Boeing's door plug is widening now. Bloomberg reports the Justice Department is using subpoenas and a Seattle-based grand jury in the investigation. A grand jury could decide whether a criminal prosecution might be warranted. A preliminary report by the NTSB shows 4 bolts meant to secure the door plug were missing, and that panel blew off a 737 MAX 9 jetliner in January. And Chris, I wanted to bring this up to you because, I mean, you follow Boeing for us.
Well, I think what we're hearing, especially from Congress and from the FAA and the others, the NTSB specifically, is they, I think, are kind of tired of being stonewalled a little bit by the company, and they are definitely upping the you know, the screws here. Not, I mean, not to use a term there, but they are sealing tightening the vice the screws, on them, yeah. Because I think everyone realizes that. But
they're tightening the bolts on them. Is that what Chris is going for?
You know, the point is, we all need Boeing to do well in this state, right? I'm not not to be an apologist for them, but I mean, how our economy is really, they still are a significant player here. So, but they need to figure this out as a company. But yeah, I don't see why the DOJ investigation is out of line at all, based on, you know, where we've been over the last 4 years.
Yeah. You know, we get a ton of text messages anytime I talk about Boeing. We get a ton of people who, because we have a lot of listeners who work at Boeing. We have a lot of people who work like second shift at Boeing. I'm a Boeing fan. I'm a big Boeing fan. I love aerospace industry. I have a ton of friends who work at Boeing. I want them to do really well, but I also want them to be forthcoming. And because I fly planes, and most of the planes I fly end up being Boeing planes. That's just the way it works. I fly a lot of Alaska Airlines flights. Most of those flights are Boeing flights.
I think every single plane they have is a 737.
Yeah. So I want those planes to do well in the air. And so I want to feel confident. Just personally, I want to feel confident in it. So that's why anytime I talk about this, I'm not sitting there like trying to disparage Boeing, but I do want them to be the company that I think they are. Do you have any thoughts on that, Lisa?
I agree. I think, you know, anybody who's lived here any length of time, whether before the headquarters moved from Seattle or after, wants Boeing to do well. It is a major source of our economy. Many, many, many people work there and provide, you know, help our economy. And we
amazing jobs.
So, and yeah. They high level of education. So high level of accountability, I think, is also important.
Do you know what I love on the Museum of Flight tour? Have you guys ever been on the Museum of Flight? You go into that old Boeing wing where they have like the original Boeing barn, basically.
Yeah.
How cool is that, that you can just walk in there and walk around and that's where it all happened.
Yep.
It's amazing. That's just amazing history. All right, let's get into what they were talking about on the G and Ursula show.
You know, it has been one of the biggest hurdles for law school graduates, the dreaded bar exam. But now, new attorneys in our state won't have to take that grueling exam to practice law, thanks to a decision from the state Supreme Court on Friday. The Bar Licensure Task Force apparently found that the traditional exam disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks marginalized groups from becoming practicing attorneys. And this is a quote. They say it's at best minimally effective for ensuring that attorneys are competent. Instead, attorneys will be able to show their competency through alternative means to earn a law license.
Is this a good thing, and should we be excited about this new law talking about new attorneys won't having to take the bar exam to practice law?
I think it's a very good thing. I don't think that the bar exam really is a great way to measure your success or your competency as a lawyer. The bar exam is 200 multiple choice questions. It's about 6 essays, and they range in topics from property law to all kinds of things. And I don't use anything that I study for on the bar exam in my everyday practice.
Lisa, what do you think about this? You were Jason Rance had a really interesting interview about this, didn't he?
Actually, I've been listening to it and pulling the other side of this story because I think it's a side that we haven't talked about. He talked to Mark Lamb, who was former mayor of Bothell and is now an attorney in a law firm locally. And he disagrees, saying that the bar is a good threshold to measure things that you're going to see as an attorney and the ways that you will decide whether to accept a case or not. And he also
different way to think about it.
It was. He had some issues of G and Ursula and the opinion. If you read, you know, the opinion from the state Supreme Court and the task force that looked into this, said it's an issue about inequity and a lot of communities that have unequal access. And I think it was based on race. Have a difficult time accessing the bar. They cannot, you know, it takes a long time to study for the bar. And so if you don't have enough money to study for the bar, a lot of people, you know, can they rely on their families to get them through while they're studying for this major test that decides whether or not you get to be a lawyer or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if we eliminate that hurdle, we'll get more people who are lawyers. We'll just make them apprentice more. We'll make them intern for longer periods of time, and at that point you can transition into becoming a lawyer. It's an interesting way to look at it. The way that Mark Lamb says, he thought it was an insult to communities of color specifically who had worked so hard to go through law school and to, you know, to study for the bar. It's, he felt it was an insult.
Sure.
And says, well, the real issue is a financial inequity issue. And he pointed to the lack of attorneys in like 10 counties in Washington that have like, a, I think, a total of 104 or 140 attorneys for that whole thing. He says there's an inequity, but in a different way that wasn't addressed by this decision.
Yeah. I do think the idea of, I mean, they're literally lowering the bar. It sounds like, you know, you're saying that you no longer have to take this test, which was kind of the final hurdle, the final thing that you had to do in order to become a lawyer. And now people don't have to do that anymore. And I understand that people, I mean, the truth is that everybody faces different hurdles. There's people who are born in the lap of luxury who also have severe difficulties learning how to read. And that's not fair. And there's people who, I mean, everybody comes to the bar from, I mean, this, I'm using the bar in this instance, but like everybody comes to it from a different experience in life, but it is this common thing that everybody has to do. And so you have to figure out like, all right, there's going to be certain things in your law practice you're going to have to figure out how to get over, even though maybe you had a tougher time growing up than I did, or maybe I had a tougher time growing up than you did. We both are trying to work in the same industry. So why lowering the bar? Why is that a better thing? I don't know that that's the answer. So I'm interested in this Mark Lamb interview. Are you going to write that story up?
Can we read that on MyNorthWest.com? We just had him on a little bit for the 8 o'clock news. I'll have additional stuff from him, I think, at 9 o'clock in the newscast.
Oh, great.
And hopefully we'll get him on a story for MyNorthWest. I think that's going to publish tomorrow.
Cool. Check it out there tomorrow.
How often is the bar exam the same exam as they took in like 1998?
I'm sure it's updated.
Does it get how often? You know,
I don't know. We'd have to call someone. From
I think there's other variables at play too.
I have family members who have taken the bar, and it's extremely difficult. I have family members who did very well at it, and I have other ones who had to. You can take it more than once. It's not like you can only take it once and then they tell you to go home and you can never be a lawyer. It's just a thing that they require that you passed, like a driving test. If you go to driving school or whatever you do, there are standards by which we hold everybody who's on the road, even though maybe everybody doesn't have access to the same kinds of driver's training, but we still want to make sure that everybody who gets on the road is safe. So why shouldn't we have those same things when it comes to practicing
law? It's interesting. I mean, a lot of schools said we no longer accept the SATs.
And now they're all saying,
they're going back to it.
They said, hey, it's not fair for different communities who don't have access to the same kind of school training. And then they found, oh, wait a minute, maybe it actually is a good good indicator on who is going to find success in these colleges. Because another thing that's not great is admitting somebody to a school that is not going to find success at that school, because they're not giving you your money back. They're still going to charge you to go to that school. They're still going to make you take out the loans for that school. Mm-hmm. They're still going to make sure, they're still going to want you to show up to class. Even if you end up failing out, they don't care. But they can then say, oh, look at this. We have a person from such and such community. They didn't even have to take the SAT and we got them into school here. And we're still keeping their money. So I don't think that's fair either. What if somebody comes from a really poor neighborhood like me? Like, what if I came from a really poor neighborhood and I got admitted into a really great school because they said, hey, we don't have enough really poor white guys at our school. Maybe I'm not going to do so well there. They're not going to give me my money back. So the SAT is like, it's a good threshold to try to pass. And the law, the bar exam, I think.
We'll have to see what happens in the next few years.
Interesting, see what happens. Yeah. Ultimately, we'll just see in a few years. We got to take a break here. We don't even have time to get to this other stuff. Do you want to come back?
Yeah.
Let's come back.
I think I can.
We'll come back and we'll finish the news roundup next. All right, we're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
Mariners group outings are a great option for all kinds of events, school family nights, fundraisers, office parties, and more. It's as easy as choosing a game and gathering a group of 20 plus. Start planning your outing today at mariners.com/groups.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to the show. We are doing an extended version of the news roundup. We just didn't have time to get to everything, so we just thought, let's just stretch this thing out. So Lisa Brooks is back with us. You blame the ferry? I'm still waiting in the ferry line. All right, Lisa's back with us. We got Max filling in tonight. Matt's on vacation. So why don't we get to Jack and Spike, see what they were talking about, and then we can talk about it. Here it is.
So do you wear your seatbelt or do you not? Because I have encountered a few people in my life who do not wear seatbelts. They refuse to wear seatbelts, as a matter of fact. And with so many airbags in modern vehicles, are seatbelts still necessary? This is what the Olympian writes. Because, there are not other things that we could be talking about. Because, of course, why would anybody not wear a seatbelt? But apparently, they're trying to do this thing where you take a stupid idea and make it very smart. Everyone that I've spoken to in this building, this is a Washington thing, and I don't understand it. Every single person that I've spoken to today about this very issue, because what I do when we get a story like this is I run around the building and I try to gauge how many sociopaths I'm working with. And almost every single person that I spoke to about this very issue said, of course I wear my seatbelt, unless I'm going three blocks down the road, unless I'm going down to the supermarket, unless I'm going to the park, then I don't put on my seatbelt. And I think to myself, okay, hot shot.
Can you tell me, I missed part of that. There was a kind of an abrupt, what happened? What was he talking about? Can you tell me what he was talking about?
The headline is that there's, with more cars having more airbags.
Okay, safety features and
people
stuff.
People are like, well, what's the point of the seatbelt anymore? And really that segment was a big long story about how Spike had his nipple piercings ripped off because of a seatbelt.
What?
Oh, I think we buried the lead. That's probably what we did.
Well, it went off a tangent. I think they buried the lead on...
So he had, Spike had nipple piercings.
But, yeah, that was an on-air stunt he did when he was on the Bob Rivers show.
Oh, yikes.
But yeah. He doesn't wear a seatbelt anymore.
He doesn't wear a seatbelt, yeah,
because
he
lost his nipples. But the idea was,
he had his nipples ripped out.
Yeah, both. And I think they're saying, well, do we need a seatbelt with the modern update of cars, you know?
Do you, Lisa, are you I assume you're a seatbelt wearing person.
Yes, I feel naked without it.
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of seatbelt putting on because I got my three little kids in the car.
Right.
Car seats are big time on safety, obviously. And so they have like the, you know, shoulder harness straps, all the stuff, and you got to tighten them and they're a pain. But like buckling in, is a big part of our drive. It's a big part of driving for us because you got to buckle all these kids in. So it's, you know, it's important to have your seatbelt on. So I'm a seatbelt person.
Yep.
Unless I'm going like three blocks.
That's literally what he was saying.
Oh, is that
everybody
what he
no, talked
kidding.
To no, said
I'm
the exact same thing. Wow. Like across, like he said 90%.
Well, here's the sad thing. Like I can't give you the specific stat, but I heard like 90% of accidents happen within like a mile from your house.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because people are so comfortable. They just kind of like mindlessly drive those roads. They're not very alert. And so if they're driving on roads that they're mindless and they're not wearing a seatbelt, because it sounds like most people don't tend to wear seatbelts within a few blocks of their house, a couple miles from their house, so that's probably where most of the accidents come. I mean, I don't know that that's true.
I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
We get accident reports from the State Patrol if there's a really bad accident, crash that happens somewhere, you know, anywhere from the peninsula over to Western Washington. And I often read them, and most of the time, those that are most seriously injured are not wearing seatbelts.
We, this is kind of, it's a little, it's related, but it's a little bit of a side note. But we had some people that we knew, somebody was on the waiting list for a lung replacement. Mm. And that's not a super easy thing to get, is to get a pair of lungs. And so they were, you know, they were asking the doctor, they said, and they have since gotten the lung replacement. They're doing great. It's been years now, and they don't always take. And so it's amazing that they're doing great. So that's actually like a miracle. But this person who was getting the lung replacement is a woman. And so the doctor, and she's kind of a smallish woman. She's, you know, like, and the not very tall. And the doctor was like, if you needed a pair of like this, and this is kind of morbid, but it's just the reality. The doctors, they said, well, what are the odds of us getting lungs sometime soon? He goes, well, if the lungs that you needed were the lungs of a thrill-seeking 23-year-old male, then you could probably have some tomorrow, because it's just that often that they're getting people who are like doing risky behavior, because young males tend to engage in risky behavior in vehicles. But he's like, you know, we get so many motorcycle accidents that people end up dead, and they're generally like risk-taking mid-20-something-year-old men. So if you need lungs that size, they're very easy to get. But all other lungs, you know, are much harder to come by. Hmm. But it's just crazy. I mean, the amount of – when you think about it like that, the way the doctors see it, it's kind of scary. But anyway, our friend is doing great, so that's a good thing. Let's move on. John and Sherry, what are they talking about?
This is an odd story. This poor guy in Montreal returns from vacation. Did you punch a hole in it during the commercial break that he left like 2 years ago or something like that?
This is a bizarre one, yeah.
He gets a letter from the Quebec government. Quebec. It's Quebec.
Okay.
Sherry's out on vacation, or I'm sorry, she's not on vacation. She's away from the show today. I guess, so Greg Tomlin, our good friend, was stepping in, and he and John sound great. So this is John and Greg.
Saying that he's dead. But how can he be dead? He went away and came back. But here's CTV. It says,
a Montreal man returned from his extended vacation to some shocking news. The Quebec government thinks he's dead. Olivia O'Malley explains.
Following the death of Futuro's Nick, we hereby inform you that a fine of $1,092 remains unpaid.
Nick Futuro still can't believe he received this letter. In it, Quebec's justice ministry is hoping to collect money from his estate for a speeding ticket. Problem is, Futuros is very much alive.
I was laughing. I said, wow, that's news to me.
When I read the headline of this, I thought the upshot of the story was man declared dead, he's very much alive, when the real fulcrum of it is the guy's been gone since 2022, and he calls that an extended vacation in Costa Rica. The most I've ever had off is two weeks. This guy's...
He's Canadian.
Skips town for 2 years?
Yeah, Canadians are funny people. They do weird stuff up in Canada. So maybe that's just... Maybe that's a Canadian thing.
I think the story is the guy didn't pay his ticket. So pay the ticket. Get over the death thing. Work that out.
Do you get parking tickets?
I have in the past. I hope I don't in the near future.
I've got to say, they used to ticket around here much more than they do now. Like when I was here originally, when I was Dory's producer, years and years ago, you couldn't park outside for more than 5 minutes when your time was gone. Mm. So like, for instance, like along the road in front of our radio station, they were really, really super hard about towing you. Like if you were there a minute past 3 o'clock or whatever the cutoff time was, they would be out there. They would be sitting there like sharks waiting with a tow truck to tow you. And then on the hills behind, they would get you all the time. Like the meter cops would come by and mm-hmm. they'd give you tickets.
Chalk that tire.
They would. They'd chalk the tire every single time. Every day I came out, I'd have a chalk on my tire. And now, because I was just assuming it's because the Seattle police were so understaffed that they weren't ticketing anymore.
I see tickets every night when I leave work.
Really?
Absolutely. They have new rules because it used to be you could park however long you wanted on both sides of the street. And now it's only one side of the street. Now it's a 2-hour zone unless you have a pass.
Let me ask you this question. What's the statute of limitations on a parking ticket story? How long do you think? Like, could they get me if I told you something that I tried?
I don't think you can get an ID,
okay,
though.
Not me. Not me. A friend.
There you go.
There was a friend of mine who had the bright idea, because he used to get parking tickets and he used to be driven mad by these parking tickets. And his wife really hated when he got these parking tickets. And so what he decided to do was he would save the envelopes that he would get parking tickets in. And then there's a dear friend of mine, handsome fella, real good looking, sultry voice. He would then use the parking tickets. He would stick them under his...
That couldn't work.
And he would place them there, and then the cops would drive, the meter maids would drive by, and meter maids, I mean, it's not sexist, this. They can be male or female. The meter people would drive by, and they would go, oh, I've already ticketed that car.
And or it was like from
Max,
yesterday.
Did you do this?
I've done this. I used to work on Dexter Avenue. Oh, it was bad over
there. I remember that. I used to work on Dexter during
those days. And it
worked,
didn't it?
It sure did.
No,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Wow.
Isn't that...
You guys are scoffers.
Not me. No, not me.
Ne'er-do-wells.
A good friend of mine.
Miscreants.
Yeah, a good friend of mine. You cut in the ferry line.
It was an accident.
Look at us. We all get around the law.
It was an accident.
No,
you ain't cheating. You ain't competing.
Yeah, well, not in the ferry line, Max. Not in the ferry line.
That's where we draw the line.
All right. Next, we got to go. We got to take a commercial break. But next, I'm going to play you some audio. We got some politics stuff, like because the politics race, you know, the political races are heating up because it is 2024. This is a presidential year. We've got some fun audio we're going to play for you. Biden gave a little speech. He was talking about St. Paddy's Day. You can help decipher what he was saying. And then his handlers did something very, very odd. And I'm going to play that audio. I don't understand why they would do this. Biden didn't actually do anything wrong. It was his handlers who stepped in. I'm shocked that the press just let them be manhandled like this. We'll play you that audio when we get back. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early
so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to do some political stuff because I'm interested in politics a little bit, just as much as I find them funny. I like to laugh at politicians. I think they're all kind of ridiculous. Anybody who seeks political office, I think, has kind of a screw loose. So I like to highlight those people. All right, so we're going to talk a little politics. Oh, do I have some audio working? That's my fault. All right, let's talk some politics. Let's check in with President Biden. He's been on the campaign trail. His handlers are oddly pushy. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but anytime Biden is at one of these events, he will speak. He has some prepared remarks that he gives. And even if he doesn't mess up, even if he doesn't say anything, you know, or mispronounce something or just go off the handle, his handlers, as soon as he finishes talking, if the press yells out questions, it seems like there's plenty of videos. Maybe it's not every single time, but it seems like his handlers are pretty quick to shut the press down, like really fast. And they just kind of send him out of the room.
I better not start the questions. I'll get in trouble.
What's your message for Super Tuesday voters?
Everyone, please move this way.
You hear that? Somebody asks, like, what's your message for Super Tuesday voters? And then his handlers just like literally come out of the woodwork. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Super Tuesday, thank you. Do you have a message for voters?
Thanks. Come on.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
And then Biden, this is kind of awkward. I feel bad for the guy, but Biden just sits there in kind of a quiet room. The cameras are still on him. The press are now being ushered out. He's just kind of staring, doing nothing. And this is the leader of the free world. Still staring, still staring, still staring. And the press is out of the room. All right, this is another weird one. So Biden was with his team. This was on this was March 14th. So what is that, like Thursday? Thursday, maybe? On Thursday, President Biden was giving some speeches, and he was, I believe he was in Saginaw, Michigan. And he was just making some campaign stops, pressing the flesh, collecting some money for his campaign. He's up on this porch. The press are kind of surrounding this porch, and he's talking to what looks to be like a group of college-age students, maybe. And one of them is talking with Biden, and he says, so, well, we're going to I'll take some questions, which is great. He should. He should be able to take some questions. He's, again, he's the leader of the free world. Doesn't matter how old he is. The president of the United States should be able to answer questions. So somebody's going to ask him some questions. But before the press can participate in this, it's not even the press who are asking the questions. They're just filming. His handlers rush down the steps and push the press out of there. And my question is, and I don't know how this works, and maybe somebody who's smarter than I am can, and that's a lot of you, can let me know what the protocol is here. But are they required to vacate the premises? This seems to be open to at least people who are invited. I assume the press are invited to be there. They're traveling with the president. They're probably flying on Air Force One, or they're probably flying alongside on a press plane. I don't know how that works. But are the press required to just wrap up their stuff and just immediately disappear? Listen to this clip. They're very forceful, and these handlers feel no issues with telling the press, just get out of here. So you can hear Biden there. He says, can I take a couple questions? He's asking. Somebody tells him he can take a couple questions. I don't know why he's asking. He's the president. He can do what he wants.
We're going to take a few questions.
Thank you, Pat.
So you hear one of the students, I think it's a call. I could be wrong. It's a young lady. She says, we're going to take a couple questions. And then you hear one of his handlers says, one sec. And then she goes into that same speech we heard just a second ago. Thank you, guys. And they come down the stairs. There's about four of them. And they stand in front of the press and they put their hands up so that they can't be filming anymore. Biden's kind of just standing on the porch wondering when he can start answering these questions. When he's allowed to, when he gets the green light, and all the press just kind of stand up and they walk away. So my question is, are they required to walk away? Max, do you think they're required to leave?
Yeah, I mean, well, where's the location at?
It's at an open setting. It's at a, it's at like, it looks to be almost, it looks like a museum.
Man,
see, I think it's actually, yeah. I think it's front of the public school, one of the public school buildings. So I don't understand why the press is just walking away.
And I'm kind of a hard ass in that way where I'd probably just stand there and be like, well, remove me then.
That's what I would do. Like, if nobody else, I'd be like, yeah.
Like, I have a right to stand here.
Why don't you make a news story out of this? If you guys really want to kick press out, make a news story out of this.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that they're just like so calmly just standing up and walking
away.
They're
just so afraid for him to answer a question. But honestly, he hasn't been all that awful.
Who knows? He's not answering questions.
That's
why we don't know.
I know.
He's not answering questions. But if I'm a press person, my job is to get up, and I'm not a press person. I'm a commentator. I'm a chatter. That's all I do. I chitter chat. I'm not press. So they wouldn't let me to one of these things. But if I had a press pass and I show up to one of these places and I'm traveling all the way to Michigan, I'm in Saginaw, Michigan for some reason. I don't know why I'd be in Michigan, but let's say I am. And I'm at there. It's outside of this Victorian mansion. It's owned by the Saginaw City Council and Saginaw Public School Board of Education. And I'm at this campaign stop that I've been invited to as a member of the press. I'm not just there for propaganda. I want to get answers. I want to actually like figure out what's going on. Why are they just standing up and walking away? I don't know why they would do this to Trump, and I don't know why they would do this to Biden. I don't want anybody in our country, any president who gets elected, I don't want them just able to send the press away when they don't have something they don't want seen. It seems odd to me. Listen to this. I'll play the full clip here.
We're going to take a few questions.
Thank you, press.
Thank you, press.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, press.
Back in the vehicles. Thank you,
press.
Back to the cars.
Thank you.
Back to the cars.
Thank you,
press. We're happy to walk
through. Thank you, press.
Vehicles are this way. Thank you.
Thank you, press. Back to the cars.
They said we were going to take questions and then just shoot them away as soon as they said we'll take questions.
Yeah, as soon as the people up with the Saginaw Public School board members said we're going to take some questions with Biden, he's going to answer some questions, they said, 1 second, shoot the press away. Isn't that so strange?
That's bizarre.
It's bizarre. And possibly, he gave the speech on St. Paddy's Day. I know we got to go here, but he gave the speech yesterday on St. Paddy's Day. Maybe they just didn't want them to hear him talking. That's the only thing that I can imagine. This is what he sounded like. He was talking about St. Paddy's Day.
Great to have you here, and it's very happy to see Northern Ireland's Executive Assembly reinstated last month. Now Northern Ireland is a fully functioning government again, and I didn't envision a colleague. Young people in Northern Ireland represent the great peace dividend of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement.
I mean, maybe they just don't want to listen to him speak. I don't know what the reason is for shooing the press out of there, but I would love if they could. I would love if they could get the press in there and they could ask some questions.
I wonder, was that off the top of his head, off the cuff, or is that a prepared speech that he was kind of?
This is the last clip that I played was a prepared speech. Yeah, that wasn't from the Saginaw Public Schools.
Man. See,
yeah,
it
doesn't sound great.
No,
it doesn't sound super sharp. All right, speaking of sharp, we got a great hour coming up. I'm going to tell you guys the Washington State Ferry story again because a million of you have texted me saying that you've been in a similar situation. We are all in the same boat, you guys. I wasn't even trying to make a pun there. It just worked out. We're all in the same boat. Nobody likes a cutter in a ferry boat line. I have a horrible story of somebody who tried and failed. If you want to hear a story about victory, if you want to hear a story about somebody overcoming evil in this crazy world we live in, then
heroism.
Stick around. What now?
Heroism.
Yes. Pure heroism. People call me a hero. I don't know. I don't say it, but if everybody else wants to call me a hero, I'll take it. That's fine. All right. We got a lot more coming up. Hang out. We're going to be back here on Cairo Nights.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.